Stop me if you've heard this one. A supernatural fanfiction by Lyra Wing. Read by Applejuice. Pairing, Sam/Dean. Rating, NC-17. Summary. Sam gets whammied in an unexpected way. This is gender swap fic. Kinda. You can read this story in its original form at lyra-wing.livejournal.com. Part 1. Dean is having a great dream. He's having an awesome dream, actually. A sweet little thing with dark brown eyes is wrapped all around him, hot and limber, and someone else is pressed up behind him, solid muscle and slick skin, nibbling on his ear, sucking on his throat. "Dean, you idiot! Wake up!" Then the cute brunette starts screaming and screaming, and Dean startles out of his dream just in time to see the succubus rear backward off of him, spinning around and lunging for Sam. But Sam's got a sawed-off shotgun in hand, and he lets loose with a buckshot of saltpeter and iron. The sex demon explodes mid-leap in a burst of fire and dust. Her cackling laughter echoes around the room for a brief moment, and then everything is quiet. Sam collapses backwards onto his bed. He lies there for a moment, spread-eagled, breathing hard. He seems dazed. "Dude, you okay?" Dean gets up out of bed. Sam doesn't look any different, which is a good sign. "What did she hit you with?" "I'm fine." Sam rolls over onto his side, away from Dean. The shotgun is still lying on the bedspread beside him. "It'd be great if you could remember to put up your dream catcher at night, you know." "Sam, come on. You think I was born yesterday? Succubi don't just die without a fight. They always leave behind a curse, a jinx, something." Dean retrieves the shotgun and tosses it into an open pack before getting back into bed. "A parting shot kind of thing. You're telling me she didn't do anything to you? You don't feel any different?" A slight lift of the shoulder is all the response that Dean gets. Sam doesn't even turn around. "Maybe I got lucky."
"We don't get lucky."
Dean climbs back into bed.
"Remember the last time we got lucky? You know how great that turned out."
And Sam laughs, but Dean thinks it sounds sort of strained. After that, Sam starts acting kind of weird. Okay, weirder than normal. It's Sam, after all. Sam begins waking up even earlier in the morning, showering and getting dressed and going out to get breakfast long before Dean is even forming coherent thoughts. He also gets even more awkward around girls, which Dean didn't think was humanly possible. But Sam gets this great red face going if a girl so much as smiles at him. And he's been on the computer non-stop. It's like the goddamn thing is glued to his lap. Every free moment he has, he's reading something online. There are other things, little things. For the life of him, Dean can't figure out what the hell it all adds up to. They're eating breakfast at a truck stop in Michigan, and, yet again, Sam is picking at his eggs and toast, preoccupied with whatever he's looking at on the laptop. Dean kicks at his brother's foot.
"You know, there are clinics out there for this kind of problem, Sammy. Admitting you're addicted to porn is the first step in your long road to recovery."
Without looking up from the computer screen, Sam calmly lifts his middle finger. His cheeks get a little pink, though, which has been the norm lately whenever anybody mentions the idea of sex. And Sam has always been a prude, but this is a whole new level of weird that Dean just can't understand.
"Seriously, man, what's up with you?"
Sam picks up a soggy piece of toast and chews on a corner of it absently. "Nothing."
"If you're still researching a way out of my deal, Sam, I told you to drop it."
When Sam doesn't respond, Dean kicks him under the table again.
"Hey, you listening to me?"
"No, and you can't tell me what to do."
Sam clicks a button on the laptop and sits back a little, rubbing at his eyes and stretching. He catches Dean's look, and he sighs.
"It's not related to the Crossroads demon, all right? Or Ruby, so just drop it." If it's not either one of those, then what's the big fucking deal? Just tell me what you're doing.
Sam looks exasperated. Maybe I don't want to tell you. I don't care about what you're doing every goddamn second of the day.
Dean smiles wide.
I don't understand why not. I'm a fascinating person.
Wow. If Sam rolls his eyes any harder, they might fall out of his head. All things considered, Dean thinks of himself as pretty quick on the uptake. Sure, he doesn't have Sam's patience for reading books or nerdy stuff like that, but he can put two and two together fairly quickly. So he's surprised at himself when it takes him a full day to finally, well, put two and two together. The realization hits him when he's driving back to the motel with their dinner, a bucket of fried chicken sitting in the passenger seat beside him.
Motherfucker! Dean spits, and he guns it the rest of the way back to the motel.
Dean bursts into their room, finding Sam in his usual place, sitting cross-legged on his bed, researching on the laptop.
So when were you going to tell me? Dean demands. When you drop down dead where you're standing?
Sam stares at him. What the hell are you talking about?
We're not on a case right now, so if you're not researching about the Crossroads deal or about Ruby, then something happened when that succubus kicked it. You were trying to fix it yourself without telling me about it. What the hell did she do to you?
Sam looks surprised, like he didn't think Dean could have figured it out.
I'm more than just a pretty face, you know, says Dean warily.
The corner of Sam's mouth lifts a little bit, a half smile. He pushes the laptop away from him and wipes a hand over his face.
Look, says Sam, I'm fine. It's not anything you need to worry about. I'm not sick, I'm not going to die, so just leave it alone.
Dean points a finger at his brother.
Bullshit. Why are you so obsessed with this research if it isn't a big deal?
A thought occurs to Dean, and he laughs a little bit.
What did she do? Take your dick away or something?
Sam stares at the laptop screen with a stony expression. He says nothing.
She took your dick?
Shut up! Shut the fuck up! I didn't tell you because I knew you'd... Dean! Sam yelps. But Dean is quick, and he's on Sam in seconds, straddling his legs, trying to undo Sam's belt buckle.
Oh, I've gotta see this.
He knocks away Sam's hands and ducks the punches Sam attempts to throw at his head. All the while, he's tamping down on the urge to laugh. Laugh and laugh and laugh. Sam looks about ready to murder him. He shifts and bucks, trying to roll and throw Dean off of him.
Get the hell off of me, you fucker! Get!
Too late. Sam's struggles have the unintentional effect of helping Dean ease Sam's jeans and shorts down, enough to see that, in the area where it matters most, Sam is a girl.
Holy shit! Dean breathes.
Okay, Dean hasn't seen Sam up close and personal since Sam was a toddler. But where Dean is expecting to see a dick, there's only a soft, hairy mound. Sam has a pussy. The pink folds that Dean can see are labia, for Christ's sake. In all other respects, Sam is still Sam. It actually doesn't look as weird as Dean thought it would. In all honesty, Dean had always thought cocks were kinda ugly, just hanging there, flapping around in the wind. Not that he's looked at a lot of guys' cocks, of course not. Dean observes all of this in a matter of milliseconds. He's learned to memorize a room's contents within moments of entering it, so his eye is trained to see details quickly. Because as soon as Dean gets Sam's shorts down, Sam socks him straight in the eye.
Fuck!
Dean yells, and he falls off of Sam and tumbles off the bed, clutching his throbbing face as he rolls onto the floor. The bathroom door slams closed.
I hate your guts, Sam bellows from inside.
Dean clambers to his feet. He goes to the closed door and calls through it.
Come on, it's not so bad. It's not like you were using your dick that much in the first place.
And when Sam opens the bathroom door just long enough to punch Dean a second time, Dean guesses he deserves it. They're at a bar in Ohio, and their waitress is giving Sam those elevator eyes. She's tall and blonde and cute, exactly Sam's type, and she even gave them their beers on the house. Her attention is all on Sam, though, and Dean thinks it's kinda weird how that always works out. Either girls dig his type or they dig Sam's type, not usually both. She's practically falling out of her top as she collects Sam's plate for him, and Sam is giving her that awkward, "Aw, shucks, I'm so cute," puppy smile, which Dean could never pull off in a million years. Dean is about to elbow his little brother and tell him to go for it already, when he remembers. When Blondie is out of earshot, Dean smirks and says, "Are you getting wet there?" Sam flushes an impossible red, a color that makes Dean think back to when Sam was 13. And he scowls. "Shut up, carpet muncher," Dean says gleefully, and he yelps when Sam stomps on his foot, hard. "I'm leaving." Sam tosses a wad of bills onto the table and gets up. He leaves the restaurant, not waiting for Dean. Dean jogs to catch up to Sam in the parking lot. "Come on, Sammy, you've got to cut me some slack. This is a heckling gold mine here. I think I've shown incredible restraint, given the circumstances." "No, we're not even until I've got something on this level on you." Sam unlocks the car and gets into the passenger seat. "Impossible. I still have my manhood." Dean gets into the driver's seat, and Sam hurls the keys at his head. Luckily, Dean is expecting it, and he catches them before they reach their intended target. He starts up the engine, and it roars to life, grumbling and growling underneath them. Sam says nothing. He's got a pretty mean scowl going, though. "Seriously?" Dean sighs. He drums the steering wheel impatiently with his hands. He doesn't have enough beer in him for this shit. "Okay, fine. I'm into guys. Kinda." Temper tantrum momentarily forgotten, Sam nearly does a double take. He stares at Dean. "Wait, you what? And what do you mean, kinda?" Dean blows a breath between his teeth, a little irritated. His face is getting hot, which just irritates him more, and he's glad it's dark so that Sam can't see. "I've slept with guys before, all right?" "When?" Sam still looks a little bewildered, eyes wide, fascinated. "I don't know, here and there. Don't make this into a pee flag thing, for Christ's sake. Don't get me wrong, I love chicks, I love pussy. But I don't mind guys." Dean rubs at his forehead tiredly. "Whatever, forget I mentioned it." "No, I mean..." Sam is getting that sincere look that Dean hates. "That was very honest." "Please, God, shoot me now," Dean groans. He closes his eyes, leaning back in his seat. "So are we even now, Sammy?" He cracks an eye open to glance at his brother. Sam is shifting in his seat a little bit, looking uncomfortable. "Yeah, can we go? I'm kinda tired." "Uh-huh," says Dean slowly. He realizes the engine has been running this whole time, rumbling beneath them, and Sam keeps moving around like he's got a live wire down his pants. For a brief moment, Dean wonders, "Nah, no way." Dean isn't having trouble sleeping, not exactly. It's just that, when you only have so much time left to live, sleeping any more than absolutely necessary seems like a waste. So he's cleaning their guns, oiling them down and wiping the barrels. It's more habit than anything else, something that helps him clear his mind and get focused. He is watching late-night infomercials, volume turned down low. Sam stirs in his sleep, groaning low and long.
He's been restless all night. Dean knows because he's been sitting here, watching him. While Sam insists that he hasn't been having any more psychic dreams, Dean really wonders about the truth of that. Winchesters rarely get that lucky. Testing, Dean murmurs, Sam, Sammy, you awake? It's a quirk about Sam's sleeping habits that Dean discovered when Sam was younger. Sometimes, Sam would wake up a little bit and talk about his dream. He would be in a state where he was awake enough to know that he was having a conversation with Dean, but he was asleep enough to not lie. It's a trick that Dean had to pull a couple of times, actually, back when Sam did have his prophetic dreams. Now, Sam groans a little. What? He mumbles.
You were tossing and turning, man.
Dean keeps his voice low and soothing.
You okay?
My dreams are so messed up, Dean.
Sam is talking into his pillow, words drawn out and slurring together. Sam does a kind of body roll, burrowing deeper into his bed.
You were fucking me and I was... God, I'm wet.
Dean drops the shotgun to the floor with a loud clatter. Sam subsides, still and quiet once more. Heart going way too fast, Dean says cautiously.
Sam?
The only answer Dean gets is a light snore. Very slowly, Dean puts down his oil rag. He gets up and goes into the bathroom, closing the door behind him. He runs the shower, letting the water go until it's scalding. Dean strips quickly and gets in, letting the hot water sting his skin for a moment. Dean jerks off. Twice. Then he hits his head against the wall a few times. Part 2. Dean has shared a room with Sam for the majority of his life, so Dean can tell, without having to look, whether Sam is really asleep or just lying there. It's not even detectable in Sam's breathing pattern. It's just something Dean knows instinctually. And right now, in the early morning, Dean doesn't have to open his eyes to know that Sam is laying in bed with his arms crossed behind his head, eyes closed, but awake. Dean cracks open one eye to confirm the fact. Yep. Sam doesn't twitch a muscle, but Dean is reasonably certain that Sam knows he is awake too. So they're both awake, and they both know it, but neither of them moves. They keep up the pretense for no reason that Dean can understand. It's kind of nice, though. It's a quiet morning. Dean can't hear anything except a few cars roaring by on the highway outside, Sam's measured breathing, and the slow thump of his own pulse in his ears. Dean watches his brother for a moment longer, and then he asks,
"Does it feel weird?"
Sam doesn't even open his eyes.
"What are you talking about now?"
Rolling over onto his back, Dean kicks his sheets away. He's hot and kinda sweaty. He had some messed up dreams last night, but he can't really remember what they were about.
"I wonder if you have a uterus. I mean, you must, right?"
"I can't believe you just used the word uterus," Sam says. "And please stop talking about my reproductive organs."
"I can't believe you call me out on using uterus, and then you go and use reproductive organs."
Sam doesn't speak for a long time, remaining in the same position, eyes closed. Then he mutters reluctantly, "It feels looser, like there's more empty space." And maybe it's a trick of the morning sunlight, but Sam's cheeks seem to turn slightly pink. And it's messier. Dean's pulse starts pounding around in places he doesn't want to think about.
"Messier?" he croaks.
But all Sam says in response is, "If you're not getting up, I'm going to hit the shower." He gets out of bed and shuffles into the bathroom. It's not a real response at all. Dean has no idea why Sam is still red in the face, that's for sure. Dean also has no idea why he walks around half hard for the rest of the day. That's his story, and he's sticking to it. Dean comes back from making a late-night cheeseburger run
and he finds Sam in the same position as when he left, sitting on his bed, hunched over the laptop. Dean tosses the greasy paper bag onto Sam's bedspread and sits down on his own bed to unlace his boots.
"Any leads?" he asks.
"Some weird weather patterns over Seattle that might be worth checking out," says Sam absently. His brow is furrowed, and he has that little angry crease between his eyebrows going.
"Weird weather in Seattle isn't news."
Dean kicks off his boots and lies back on his bed.
"And about your, condition?"
Sam grunts.
"I don't speak caveman, dude," says Dean.
It's a line that begs for a comeback, but Sam is too deep into his funk to rise to the occasion.
"Nothing,"
is what Sam sighs. He shoves the laptop away from him violently, sending it sailing off the end of the bed, where it lands on the floor with a clatter.
"A whole lot of nothing."
Dean sits up a little bit, propping himself on his elbows, and lifts an eyebrow.
"You on your period or something?"
"No!" Sam looks horrified.
"What? It's a valid question. You're getting all PMS-y on me."
"Just because I'm pissed off doesn't mean I'm on my period." Dean groans a little.
"Oh my god, you really are turning into a woman."
And sure, that might have been a little out of line, but Dean didn't think Sam had to reach over and push Dean off of his bed. That was just uncalled for. They're in a truck stop diner, sitting at a tiny booth and eating breakfast, and Dean is having a minor mental breakdown. Sam, the lucky bastard, is sitting across from him, reading the newspaper and chewing on his bacon, completely unaware. There's nothing particularly sexy about it. It's weird, it's unnatural, and the only reason Dean is obsessively thinking about it is because his mind is having trouble accepting the concept of it.
"Right.
Dean. Hey, Dean."
"Hmm?"
Dean looks up from his plate.
"What?"
Over the top of his newspaper, Sam is looking at him closely, suspiciously.
"You okay?" "Oh, I'm peachy."
Dean pushes the last of his pancakes around in the pool of maple syrup on his plate.
"Why are you asking?"
"You haven't tried to steal any of my home fries yet." Sam knocks his knee against Dean's. They're crammed together in the booth, so knocking knees is kind of inevitable, but Sam sort of keeps his knee there, pressed against Dean's. And Dean pops a hard-on so fast that it hurts, blood pulsing around in his veins like a marching band. Dean swallows and runs a finger under his collar, loosening it. He grabs a handful of Sam's fries and stuffs them into his mouth. Sam smiles wide. It's late at night, and they're hanging around in their motel room drinking beer. Sam is watching some boring documentary about whales, and Dean is enjoying the latest leg on his quest to test out every vibrating bed in America. Some people would say that this is a waste of time, considering Dean has only so many days left to live. But really? Dean can't think of any place he'd rather be. Sam is reclining on his bed, eyes half-lidded as he watches TV. His half-finished beer sits on the nightstand between them. Lately, Sam has lost his drive to research a solution to his curse, and he's been quiet, reflective. Dean isn't sure what to make of that.
"Stop staring at my crotch," says Sam, sounding bored.
Dean is startled for a second, but recovers quickly.
"I can't help it, man. It's like when you drive by a car crash. It's the mystery of the unknown."
"What unknown? You've seen it."
"You mean before you hitched up your chastity belt and punched me in the face, or after?"
Sam is grumbling, shifting around on his bed.
"You better stop obsessing about it after this."
"After? Oh, holy shit. Sam is taking off his jeans. Dean is going to have a heart attack."
"You don't have to."
Okay, heckle away. Get it out of your system. Sam is lying there on his bed, jeans and shorts pushed down around his knees. He's staring stonily at the ceiling. But for the briefest second, he glances over at Dean, and Dean feels that look, a punch to his gut. Dean gets onto his feet. He looks down at Sam, and it's true. He had caught a glimpse before, but this is kind of different. For one thing, Sam isn't trying to kill him. Dean crouches down, looking closer. It's more familiar than it should be, and, more than any biological anomaly, Dean is fascinated by the flush creeping up Sam's face, by Sam's shifting hips and legs, unable to hold still. Dean bends closer, planting his palms on the bedspread to steady himself. It's not conscious thought, but a vague wonder that has him running the tip of his tongue between his teeth. Sam bites off a soft sound in the bottom of his throat. Sam had his legs apart, but now he cinches his knees together, looking uncomfortable. He's turning red, blush blooming up from his neck to his cheeks. Dean. He swallows hard, and there's a hitch in his breath. Slowly, Dean plants a kiss on the jut of Sam's hip bone, the tip of his tongue just grazing the dip in the muscle there. Dean is half expecting Sam to kick him off like he did before, tell Dean to stop, make all of this just a stupid stunt that they wouldn't talk about in the morning. But Sam ruins it all when he gasps, hips jerking up, flesh jumping under Dean's mouth. All Dean can think is that he wants Sam to keep making that sound, and he sucks small kisses down the curve of Sam's hip until his tongue is finally tracing over Sam's mound. Sam is groaning, soft and low, and his hands are flexing on Dean's shoulders, clutching hard enough to bruise. And Sam is wet. Holy Jesus. Dean leans back a little. The room is hot, stifling, and his head is reeling. He glances up at Sam. "It's okay," is what Sam seems to be saying, but not in as many words. Instead, it's in the way Sam is staring at him, eyes wide and dark, and the way his hands are still grabbing Dean's shoulders like he's hanging on to a lifeline. "Dean, I..." Sam's voice is barely more than a rumble in his throat, deep and aroused and physical, and it makes the tips of Dean's ears burn hotly.
"I'm really good at this, you know," says Dean, before bending forward again. "It'll feel awesome, or so I've been told."
"Not to pat yourself on the back or anything," Sam says dryly. When Dean presses a finger to his slit, Sam interrupts himself with a gasp and a jerk of his hips. "Jesus Christ!"
"You smell good," Dean murmurs, and Sam moans.
Dean licks a line down over Sam's mound, dipping his tongue into Sam's slit alongside his finger, tasting the silky wetness there, earth and salt. He likes eating girls out, likes to feel them falling apart inside and out, shaking all around him. It turns him on more than anything, and to make Sam fall apart like this? Dean is practically humping the end of the bed. He kisses Sam's clit, running his tongue in tight circles over it. Sam's knees are knocking into Dean's shoulders, his legs trying to close together, take him in.
"Fuck, oh fuck, Dean, your mouth!"
The words burn in Dean's ears, and oh fuck, he can't come now. That'd be more than a little embarrassing, but his dick is trying to make a go of it anyway. Dean groans, his mouth still on Sam's clit, and then Sam is crying out, hips shimmying, legs trembling, coming. Dean pulls away and sits up a little. He presses another finger in to join the first, rubbing Sam's clit with his fingertips, trying to get him to come a second time.
Oh God, fuck you, Dean, shit!
Sam twists his upper body around, turning his face into his pillow and groaning harshly into it.
"It's okay," Dean says.
His fingers slip inside, stroking in and out, and Sam swears more.
"Shh, it's okay."
God damn it, Sam is tight.
all wet and hot and fluttery, and Dean is spurting pre-cum in his shorts, watching Sam writhe around underneath him like this. What Sam says in response is not exactly what Dean is expecting to hear. Still catching his breath, Sam mutters into his pillow, "I'm not a girl."
"Except for the fact that you technically are," Dean feels obligated to point out.
"I'm not." Suddenly, the world goes spinning, and Dean finds himself flat on his back. Sam is leaning over him, hair tousled and face flushed and looking a little pissed off, and he grabs Dean's wrists in one hand, pinning Dean's arms over his head, trapping them against the pillow. He leans down, so close that they're sternum to sternum and nose to nose, and his words edge on a snarl. "A goddamn girl."
Holy Jesus, Sam is strong. Dean is going to come in his pants.
Thin, big, blunt hands are undoing Dean's belt buckle and...
"Fuck, Sam, goddammit!"
Gripping Dean's cock, stripping him roughly, and Dean's arching off the bed, vision blacking out for a second. And then Sam stops. Dean groans, throwing an arm over his eyes. His heartbeat is thumping crazily in his chest.
"I'm gonna kill you, Matt, I swear to God!"
There's the slide and thump of the nightstand drawer opening and closing.
"You sure?" says Sam, amused.
"I think it might be in your best interest to keep me around for a little longer." Dean lifts his arm to look down and sees Sam ripping open the condom packet, rolling it down Dean's cock, which is already slick with pre-cum. Dean sucks in an unsteady breath. His thoughts are strangely circular in this moment, a round of incomplete thoughts, repeating over and over,
"Holy shit, we're going to... Don't come yet, don't come."
Sam lifts up, and he's looking down, and Dean's looking down.
"Holy shit, we're going to..."
And they both groan when Sam lowers himself, and Dean slips inside. Hot and slick and tight, holy fuck. And Dean's going cross-eyed, trying not to lose it right here and now, because Sam is riding him, undulating, putting his whole body into it. His thighs bracket Dean's hips, holding Dean still and trapping him to the mattress. And sure, Dean is the one with the dick, but there's really no question about who's got the control at the moment. Sam leans forward, nearly lying on top of Dean, and that must be a good angle, because Sam's eyes flutter closed and he groans into Dean's neck.
"Fuck," Sam pants, hissing the curse out through his teeth. "Do you feel..."
"Sam!" Dean gasps, and he's holding on to Sam. He can't help it. His fingers dig into the broad expanse of Sam's back, and then Sam is kissing him, and his lips are soft, but his force is bruising. Sam's coming again, and he's making these helpless noises against Dean's mouth, and his muscles spasm around Dean's dick, clenching and releasing, wet slick everywhere. Dean rips his mouth away and gasps,
"Oh, fuck!"
coming hard, and the world is spinning again, tipping over, and Dean can't do anything but hold on and hope that it'll right itself again when all is said and done. Sam stirs first. He groans a little.
"Ugh, I feel gross."
"Wow, you're great at this pillow talk thing, aren't you?"
Dean strips the used condom and tosses it into the waste basket. He rolls over onto his stomach. In all honesty, he feels kinda gross, too. His skin is sweaty and sticky, and the bedsheets are hot. There's a hint of a smile in Sam's voice. It's not necessarily a bad thing. The seconds tick by in companionable silence. Dean is waiting for the "we need to talk" to come out of Sam's mouth, but it doesn't. And Dean doesn't know if that's a good thing or not. Hell, he's willing to take advantage of all the "this is my last year on Earth" perks where he can get them. But he doesn't know if he wants this to be a part of it. He doesn't want Sam just agreeing. Dean lifts his head just enough to peer over the crook of his arm.
So, you still want your dick back?
What the hell kind of question is that?
I'll take that as a yes.
Dean puts his head back down again. It's a little twisted, no doubt, but Dean can't help hoping, because Sam is so goddamn tight that Dean is getting hard again just thinking about it.
Well, I kinda wanna fuck you through the mattress, so yes.
It takes Dean's brain a few minutes to restart after that one. A beat of silence goes by, and then Sam says, in an amused tone, "You wanna go get coffee?" Dean stretches and gets up. He doesn't meet Sam's gaze as he roots through their bags for a clean set of clothes.
"Go on ahead. I'm gonna, do some research, make some calls."
Sam cracks a knowing grin, and then he starts laughing, loud and bright, and really, there's not much else that Dean can ask for. The end.